Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, that's where you go for a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, scooter, e-bike. Holy cow, they got it all. Lawnmowers, snowmobiles, and a full-service department at Impact Power Sports. They take care of my studio here. Their sponsorship, so very, very important, and I appreciate them. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Okay, so when we last met, it was 1 week ago. It was December 22nd, and the show came and went. All good. And then I was supposed to do, well, actually, I technically said that Tuesday was up in the air. I was kind of like senioritis-ing. And, but I was considering not doing it, but I was probably going to do it. But then that decision was taken away from me because of Pooh Bear's health. Now, she's fine, in case you don't know. She had her gallbladder removed. Emergency gallbladder surgery. She did fantastic and is recovering right now. But there are some elements to this that you need to know about in true, easy storytelling fashion. Now, setting the table, she had been experiencing some issues. There was about a week prior to, she was complaining of some discomfort, and but it stopped. And so she was like, okay, whatever that was. I'm not sure what that was. And then, so Monday I did the show on the 22nd of December, and then the day comes and goes. It's bedtime. And then she's complaining about discomfort. Okay, now this is where it gets unbelievable. Because at like, 11:30, she wakes me up and she says, I have to go to the hospital. I go, what? And she explains the discomfort. Now, this is where I really messed up, and it's taken me significant focused effort to rectify this, and I did. I have rectified it. I even got a message on Facebook from Pooh Bear complimenting me on my nursing skills. But prior to that, things weren't so great because at that moment at 11:30 when she said, I'm in dire pain. You have to take me to the hospital. I said, go back to bed and sleep it off. So that was bad. You can go ahead and attack me over this. You should. Maureen says, yeah, wrong answer. Becca Shea is disgusted with me, as you should be. 3 hours later, she is saying, you got to take me to the hospital. And I started to hem and haw again. She goes, if you don't take me to the hospital, I'm calling 911 or I'm getting someone to take me. So this is at like 1:30 in the morning. I go, okay, sorry. And I immediately kind of like adjusted my attitude. So that's the worst of it. That is the worst of my decision making. That was Now, the only other time that I got my ass kicked was when the doctor said, "Glad it's a good thing you got in here. Your gallbladder. I mean, that would have been that's terrible pain. Good thing you got in here. Get it so that we can take care of you." And she just looks at me and I'm like, "Oh God, I'm fucked. I am fucked." So, we got a visitor here. I think it's O'Neill. So that happened. That was really, really bad. Good morning, Molly. Hello to you. I think the lesson learned is, especially with a tough cookie like Pooh Bear, you don't ever want to say, "Yeah, just rub some dirt on it, walk it off, you'll be fine, go back to bed." So that was a disaster. So then they went ahead and she spent the whole day in the hospital, because it's crazy. When you get in there at 1:30 in the morning, there's no one there in the emergency room. But I guess it could be packed depending on whatever's going on, but there was nothing going on. Tyler makes a great point. Easy's knowledge of when dogs need to go to the vet doesn't translate to human health situations. Oh, no, you're right. 100% right. Murder lover Linda says, "I actually did that to myself when I had an emergency appendectomy. Just deal with it a little longer." All right. Now, before I continue on with, you know, the days as they progressed from the last time I spoke to you, she has the procedure done, the gallbladder procedure. I didn't realize how amazing this process is. It wasn't that long ago that they couldn't be as precise with this treatment and the removal of the inflamed organ. They didn't really start training the docs to do it the way this doctor did to Pooh Bear. I mean, it was just like 2.5 decades ago, maybe. But you're talking about he's got 4 holes in her belly. 2 are the things that he's controlling with his hands. He's like it's like a puppet. And there's a camera in there so he can see. And there's a hose in there to inflate her belly so he can get a nice view. So he does this thing and he removes the gallbladder. And this is quite a fast procedure, you know. Like an hour later, she's back. And an hour after that, you go home. I shot a video of her under sedation, coming out of the sedation, I should say. And it's hilarious. She's singing part of the 12 Days of Christmas. Maureen writes, "When I was pregnant," "when I was pregnant, my water broke in the middle of the night. Husband, go back to sleep. We'll go in the morning after I shower and eat a big breakfast." Okay, now that's a lot worse than me. Because he knew you were pregnant. He knew that you could have a baby. That's kind of, you know what? I'm glad you told me that. Because if I ever get cornered by fuckface Terry, and he's like, "I don't like you, you have bad language," I'm going to say, "Yeah, fuck you. You made your wife wait after her water broke, cock." God. Alan writes, "Bruce shits one too many times. Emergency vet care. Pooh Bear in pain. Fuck off. Go to bed." Oh, God. When you say it like that, it's so much worse. Oh. The next portion of the program, I'm going to share some show and tell with you. But I'm going to let you know ahead of time that it's going to be images that aren't that pleasant of Pooh Bear's gallbladder after removal. So if that's not your thing, look away and just listen. Or Linda says, ooh, I had a preview. So the doc who did it, you know, they do the ultrasound or whatever, and he goes, yeah, it's pretty yucky. That thing is rebelling on you. Tyler says, I've seen hundreds of these bad boys. Let's see it. Now, for those of you keeping score at home, the gallbladder, your liver is producing bile, which is used in digestion. And it's it goes ahead, and while it's producing it, it then stores some of it into your gallbladder. And as I understand this, once it's in there, that bile gets even stronger than when it's coming out of the liver. When it's coming out of the liver, there's some water in it, so it's somewhat diluted, but still very effective in digestion. But once it's in the gallbladder, a lot of the water leaves the bile. So the bile then is secreted when you need it, like when there's food there in your intestine. And that's like the concentrated stuff that does short work of whatever it is that you're eating. And for one reason or another, these stones build up. Now, the opening where the fluid comes out is quite narrow, whereas the sac where all the bile is stored is quite a bit larger. If those stones are in there and they block that opening, that's when you're in pain. And boy, was she. Picture number one is just the gallbladder after it's been removed. All right. Now, it's not supposed to look that way. That is inflamed and angry. Here's the measurement. Each one of those, 1, 2, 3, 4, is a centimeter. So, I don't know. It's 4 centimeters is, it's got to be about 1.5 inches, 4 centimeters, I'm guessing. So I'm guessing the entire length of that organ is 3 inches. Now, picture number two. Remember that scene in The Empire Strikes Back where Han is rescuing Luke on the ice planet Hoth? And he needs to keep Luke warm. So his tauntaun's dead. It froze. So Han takes Luke's lightsaber and cuts the belly of the tauntaun. You know, you see it like split. It splits open and all this tauntaun guts comes out. That's what this next pick reminded me of, because in the next pick, you will see a slice right through the gallbladder. Okay. There it is. Now, you're seeing there the three stones. So the tauntaun guts, or maybe even that scene from The Fifth Element when they pull the stones out of that singing bitch. Couple deep movie pulls going on. Pick number three, the doc goes ahead and removes the stones, and he was quite impressed. He goes, Eric, these are big. Okay, there you go. The stones are out. That's the deflated or empty gallbladder. This one here is massive, man. That thing is damn near 3 centimeters. That is a large stone, but you know, from what I was reading when I posted information, somebody commented on a post and said that they had like a 4-incher. My God. So that was that. There you go. That is your gross image of the day on the show. Red Bull Brain Chris said, if we had lightsabers, surgery would be so much cooler. Tyler, who sees this stuff on the regular with his job of being a polyp slicer, at least for a little while longer, says, oh yeah, that fucker's super inflamed. Black Belt Nick says, my wife had over 100 stones in hers when they pulled it out. Oh, God. So the doc who does this, it's like assembly line. As an emergency room doc, he's just waiting for the gallbladders to come in. And that's his day. It's like everybody's getting their gallbladders removed. Rich says, says save it and display on the living room mantle. Red Bull Brain Chris says, these things seem so damn painful. They are so painful that if you have a loved one that says, hey, take me to the hospital, it's not a good idea to say, yeah, sleep it off. Which is what happened here. Pooh Bear is doing well. I then, in my effort to make it up to her after that, you know, you got to flush that. You know, you screwed up, but you can still turn it around. Was by her side for most of the day. Go ahead, take her home, and then get her meds. Take care of her, wait on her as much as... The timing of this was perfect because, you know, it's she's got time off. So now she's starting to move around. She feels a lot better. And she gave me a shout-out. She actually made a post on Facebook. Some of you might have seen it, but I was shocked. I obviously had turned it around because she did a post on Facebook actually giving me a shout-out. And I was like, oh, God. I did it. I fixed it. I should probably bring her in here. She's starting to move a little better, thank God.
Hello.
Hello, Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
I'm podcasting.
Oh, dear.
I was just sharing with everybody the rough start to how I handled your illness.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You have made up for it.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I didn't... That was so nice of you to comment on it. You didn't have to do that.
I know, but you took good care of me. Now I'm doing better.
You are. You are doing better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd love to be able to go get you something to eat. I'll probably have a window of time in a little while. I have the workplace staff meeting. Then, right about then, maybe you want some cream of wheat. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll have a snack of some sort.
All right.
Okay.
I love you forever.
Me too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tyler says the pain caused her amnesia. She has no memory of EZ's neglect. Molly says, oh shit, I thought this was all planned. Holy glad she's okay. No, yeah, it just kind of crept up on us. It was not great. Branjo says, tell her she timed this wrong. She's supposed to get sick when school starts, not on a holiday. Yeah, that's true. Black Belt Nick says, it's enough recovery. Glad she's feeling better. Or it's a, maybe you said it's a rough recovery. I had 8 incisions due to the double surgery. All right. So I think we're turning it around. The Christmas holiday came and went. Everything went as planned. We had the kids over. We had the grandkids over. I was busy going full bore with a leg of lamb plus two lamb shanks plus a ham plus cheesy potatoes and plus asparagus. I had to go shopping. I had to take care of cleaning the entire house. I think that's why she gave me the post. I had to take care of making the dinner and getting, making sure it was all ready to go. And boy, was it. Thank God for the crock pot. When it comes to the leg of lamb, that has to be cooked slowly. And it worked out beautifully. I had a couple of great recipes where I seasoned everything perfectly. And you know it's good when you grab the lamb shanks out of the crock pot and you grab the bone and it just comes off and there's just a bare bone because it's been slow cooked to perfection. Really, really great. It worked out awesome. You just can't go ahead and if you just say, yeah, it's a leg of lamb, no one really balked at it. But if you really wanted to fry somebody's brain, you know how like when you have like buffet style food set up, you might have like a little card that says what it is that you're, it could be, you know, braised beef tips or chicken. I was thinking to myself, what if there were the chicken, instead of it saying chicken, you could just have the card has a chicken on it, like an image of a chicken. Even if it was drawn, and then the beef would have a cow. But if you have a lamb, an adorable baby lamb, people are going to hate your guts when it comes to, they're not going to want to eat it. So we didn't really talk about it, and it was a big hit. Everybody loved it. Lamb now is cheaper than ground 80-20 hamburger, which is remarkable to me. You can get a lamb shank for $6.99 a pound, and if you get a ground chuck, it's $7.99 a pound, about right now. All right, so because of all of this, I missed the great food giveaway. And I'm so thankful that all of you volunteers were there for this. And I appreciate you so much. I wish I didn't really have, I wanted to take care of the thank yous right now at this point in the show. So from what I hear, everybody did a bang up job. I saw the pictures. I saw how it was set up. It looked streamlined. It looked amazing. I do have some moments to discuss that I got secondhand, but I've got enough information that I think I can do a swell job in describing them to you. But just so you know, there were moments of drama. Ben Glaze was there. He says, you missed the best slash worst moment with Megan, LOL. Now, Ben Glaze, I'm not sure what it is you're referring to. But I don't know if it was, it has to have been the lady who was approaching some of our beloved volunteers and calling them the N-word. Now, that's incredible. I am so upset that I missed that. I mean, if I had been there and watched one of the people who was the recipient of the great food giveaway step out of a vehicle and start calling people the N-word. Now, what I'm curious about is, was it a African-American person using the N-word or was it a white person using the N-word? I don't, no one said. Someone might have said, but I may have forgotten. Now, I'm actually hopeful that it was an African-American because I mean, you really don't. If anybody's going to use the N-word, you get a little bit more wiggle room if it's in if it's an African American, and I guess it was a person of color who was driving a U-Haul, and no hard R at the end of that one. All right, it ended with an A-H, and so I, you know, like I said, you got a lot more wiggle room to play with there. Totally different ball game than if some cracker steps out of a U-Haul and starts calling everybody hard R. Now, again, it wasn't there. I think what happened was U-Haul lady, there was another person, and supposedly there was a moment where a line was cut, from what I'm understanding, and this caused U-Haul lady to get pissed off. Now, I don't know why that slur was directed toward the volunteers, that being Megan and Fast Jimmy Minima. But, yeah. And I don't know what was said originally to either of them. I might have to get Fast Jimmy Minima to join me on the show, so I can get an eyewitness account. He is he's probably working. I don't know. He's always working, it seems. Rebecca says, who was there, says, old lady who was super confused and overwhelmed, cut the line. U-Haul lady wanted to murder her.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
All right. Well, now I'm going to call Megan.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Congratulations on another fantastic event.
Well, thank you. Couldn't have done it without you. I mean, we did, but also we didn't.
Yeah, you absolutely did it without me. So now,
it was a fun time.
Of the two people that were the recipients of the bad language by U-Haul lady, why? I don't understand why the volunteers took it. You took it, and Jimmy was. Is that because you maybe tried to reason with the person?
Yeah. So I don't know how the whole thing happened. Like, I all of a sudden my ears tuned in to a problem, and I feel like I was at the door of Irvine's, and I ran out there. There's no way that that happened. But like, I was like, oh, what's happening? And I see this lady get out of her car or out of the truck, which. If she thought that this older lady jumped ahead of her in line, I could see how maybe there was like concern about things not being fair. However, the woman had actually been in line the entire day and also was here the day before. So I kind of knew this van and that the lady like didn't mean to create an issue.
Of course not. Of course not.
Right. So the lady in the U-Haul, I walked over and I said, ma'am, I need you to get back in your car. And she is just kind of passing about the lady who cut the line, who didn't really, but she just moved up a couple spaces. And I said, when she was throwing out, I go, we don't do that here. You need to get back in your car and go. And I kind of followed her to the car. Like, I wasn't going to do anything. We all know I'm not going to fight anybody. But
right,
I wanted
right.
her to get back in her car and leave. And then she just continued to kind of berate me. And I put my hand on the glass and I was trying to say, like, I'm so sorry that this happened, but this is where we are. And that's when she just kind of started screaming at me. And I said, you should never come back here.
Oh.
And that is when she called me the words.
Yeah.
Yes, that's when I got a bunch of them. So, I'm glad that she had already had her food, because I would have felt terrible if I would have said, like, nobody give her any food.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute.
Like that,
she had gotten her food, but she was still hoping to receive So
she had everything at that point.
What the fuck was she doing in line then if she already has anything?
So she was right in front of the shop. So my assumption is she was trying to leave, and then this other lady had kind of pulled in front of her. And very honestly, if she had a U-Haul and maybe she didn't have her own transportation, it's possible she was trying to get this truck back on time. That is my thought. My happy heart wants everyone to be in a good place. Maybe she rented the truck in order to come get a box of food.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's the story
I'm telling myself.
Yeah, Nick is saying in the chat that she was pissed off because she couldn't pull out. Boy, I didn't realize that. So that's it? She was just mad because she couldn't, merge?
Yes.
God damn.
Jimmy and I were standing kind of in the middle of the road. He was taking the numbers off of her. So we were making sure people were not cutting. This was streamlined.
Yeah.
Down. Jimmy and I were kind of standing out in the middle of Stafford. And I was standing next to Jimmy so that I could help people merge out. Because otherwise traffic goes by kind of fast, and we almost had an accident early in the day.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's why we were there. It was crazy bonkers. I choose to see the best in people, and I think maybe she just had to get that van back as soon as possible. But it was jarring. And I just kind of smiled, and I was like, well, that's first for me. Never had that.
Yeah, I know it.
Jimmy goes, and I got it twice. And I was like, wow, okay, there we go.
And he's like the most mild-mannered soul on the planet.
Yes, he sure is. He wasn't saying anything to this lady. He was just like, all right, thank you for the number. The guy in the U-Haul with the lady looked terrified.
I was curious at first because I saw the U-Haul in line with the video you shot. I was thinking, did someone get a U-Haul hoping to get a big bunch of food?
A whole bunch. Yeah, no, I didn't ever have that thought, but I really just wonder if that's one of the cheapest places to rent a vehicle.
Wow. Okay. Maybe.
So,
maybe. Was Mike Ball's son Smithers there?
He was there. He stayed out of the line of fire with all controversy this year.
That would, because he was involved the year before. We should have shoved him in and made him deal with that lady. give him more of an education.
I think he was hiding in the trailer.
Oh, I love Smithers. So he didn't get it. Oh my God, you guys did so great. I mean, my God,
because when
Pooh Bear said, because you got to go, I go, honey, I can't leave your side. I go, that would, you know, seriously, they got it. Trust me. This is all I do is talk about it. They're absolutely incredible over there.
Well, and like I told you, and I told Diana later, we had you guys down as eye candy. So we weren't counting on you for much of anything aside from being there. I know you guys would do work, but that's what we had you down for officially was eye candy.
Okay.
Both you and Diana.
All right.
So it is okay. And we appreciate that you gave us the platform in order to help so many people.
Did all of your feminine hygiene products come in the mail?
We have all of them here, and we have some extras, not a ton. So those are going to be delivered this week over to Safe Haven.
You're an all-star. Thank you, as always.
I'm happy to help. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Oh, my God. I missed somebody referring to the volunteers as N-word. Ah. Bread Bowl Brain Chris, dude with teardrop tattoos in the U-Haul, looks scared and embarrassed. Maureen says, I love Smithers too. He's a great kid. Cole says, the guy in the U-Haul with her is used to it. He was just rolling his eyes and thinking, here we go again. Yeah, he might be like a victim. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, then the Penske truck rolled by twice, thinking the rental truck mafia was mobilized. Chris says that when it comes to her pulling out, she had to wait maybe 30 seconds longer. All right. And then somebody wrote, how fat was she? I don't know why he would. Cole asks, how fat was this lady? I don't understand how that factors into it. Rebecca says Megan handled it expertly, and that lady was lucky Megan's mom wasn't there. Oh. The fact, see, there's a, that's new information. I didn't know that Megan said you got to leave and you can't come back. Isn't that crazy? It's a charity food drive, and you're such a cock that you're asked to not return. Wow. But thank you to everyone. All the food was given away. There was the post-giveaway celebration at the Beltline. And then, after the fact, there was some nice posts on Facebook. All right? And then the ugliest thing happened. Now, I'm not going to say who posted this. Let's just say Karen. Some Karen posted, like, there was some post on I believe it was the Irvine's page. It said, oh, what a great group, or something like that. You know, the typical things you see after a fantastically organized and well-run event. All that food given away. By the way, Amy says, Runner girl, Amy says, you should have asked Megan about the Mustang lady who used their bathroom. Another bathroom incident. Megan says, I thought without Ashley here, we'd be fine. Runner girl, Amy says, you thought wrong. I guess somebody destroyed the bathroom. And then Maureen says that Amanda used the restroom too and shared that she took a big dump. Yeah. I don't know if, you know, I like to think that we're all close. But I don't think we're that close. At first, I thought y'all were kidding, but I guess Chris says, hey, guys, I just shit my brains out of there. Yeah, I think if, I don't know if Amanda is in the chat right now. If you are, you, I don't know, man. Maybe just make yourself a promise for the new year to not announce to the world that you took a dump. I mean, when I do it, at least it's hilarious. Red Bull Brain Chris says, Mustang lady blew up the toilet. Megan says, I'm sure the customers in the waiting room enjoyed that. The key is to flush while you're actually there. You know, and you can time it perfectly. If when you actually get to the point when you've officially freed Nelson Mandela, then the spot, okay, it's falling from asshole to water. When it's in the air there, all right, that's the bad zone. You're on a flush as it's hitting the water, so it's actually spinning around. It's whirlpooling, and then it disappears, so that is the minimal amount of air time for the turd. That's. But if you just sit there on top of it, hey, guess what, guys? You can't. You don't want that. Megan says, we don't even poop there. We go to the back. Tyler says total flotation time should be under a second. Absolutely. All right. By the way, I have workplace staff meeting coming up. I'm just letting you know. I also want to let you know that this is another nutty week. Last week, we did not have a big fraud Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that is continuing today or this week. because of the new year and because of Ben Glaze relies heavily on new material for Who Are These Free Beers. I have a pile of old clips that I can always turn to, but we're also jammed again. And here's what I mean by that. Let's see. You've got Tuesday won't work because it's Monday now. Wednesday, Griffins. Thursday, I traveled to Detroit to see my dad, which that trip got canceled for Christmas because of the bad weather and Pooh Bear's recovery. Friday, I return, and then I have the Ryan Fisher hockey game at Granville. And then Saturday, the Grand Rapids Gold. So, sorry. We'll do it next week. Ben says he's got some clips ready. Really? Wait a minute. Do you think we can do a show tomorrow? Do you think we can pull that off? Because if you're up for a show tomorrow, I can get my clips and we can do a Big Fraud Tuesday. It never happened before. Never happened before. You tell me. If you think we can pull off a Big Fraud Tuesday, Ben Glaze, then I can do it. All right. It's official. Ben has just confirmed. Forget what I said. Big Fraud Tuesday on Patreon. Big Fraud Tuesday on Patreon. 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday. 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, I mean, will be Who Are These Free Beers? Followed by Wednesday. Damn it. Followed by 7 p.m., the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Tyler says this is the first time in fraud history. Yes, you're right. So there was a lady who was going through the line for the great food giveaway. And then she posted to Facebook how upset she was that she did not get cat food. And the post read that she was upset at the great food giveaway, and she was not mincing words. She was pissed off. She goes, I got home and I got my free box of food and I got my free feminine hygiene products and I got my dog food, but they forgot my cat food. That group was too busy taking pictures of my dog and forgot my cat food. They should spend less time taking pictures of my dog and chit-chatting and more time concentrating on me getting my cat food. Quote, now my cats are sad. Now, what she doesn't know is they had already ran out of cat food. But, so, now there was some damage control that was done diplomatically, which is why it's good that I don't participate in damage control. Megan initially said to this person, I just spoke with the Grand Rapids Pitbull Alliance. This is in response to this crazy bitch's comment. They ran out of cat food pretty early yesterday. I think they're trying to get in touch with you. They also have a pet food assistance program that could help you monthly. Great. However, Tanel is a close friend of mine, and she also runs the Grand Rapids Pitbull Alliance. And she, this is probably the sweetest fuck you I've ever read in my life. Before I get to that, Nick writes, fucking ingrate. Should have went and repoed everything. Tyler says you should spend more time being grateful you got shit for free and less time complaining, you hag. Tanel's great. I love her. She writes, hello to this person. This is Tanel, director of Grand Rapids Pitbull Alliance, all volunteer staff, by the way. So, in case you don't know, all volunteers. They help find placement for animals. They raise money and collect donations of food and have these food drives for folks that are less fortunate. Okay? That's what, and no one's paid. She says, I will also explain personally. So she's kind of piggybacking on Megan. I will also explain personally, as I've had the pleasure of delivering pet food directly to your home in the past when you needed pet food assistance. Okay. So that's just fantastic. You would think that if you are accepting donations from an organization that delivers it to you personally, even though you can drive a vehicle, obviously, because you were at the Great Food Giveaway, and you've been rude, you've said something rude, this is going to sting. By the way, this crazy bitch ended up deleting her post. Tanel takes her time here. She wrote, I understand you had concerns about yesterday's distribution event. I want to address what happened with our cat food supply. We currently face an ongoing challenge. Cat food is our most urgent need, yet it remains our least donated item. Yesterday, we had approximately 400 pounds of cat food compared to 2,000 pounds of dog food. Unfortunately, our cat food supply was completely depleted within the first hour of the event. Please know that no one was overlooked intentionally. From my understanding, you were approximately 75th in line, which was still within that first hour when we ran out of cat food. We just held a pet food distribution at our pet center on December 13th, and we have another distribution this coming Saturday in Lowell, Michigan. We also need to keep in mind the other locations where we distribute pet food, ensuring we have adequate cat and dog food available for those individuals as well. Our organization serves between 200 to 400 families every month with both cat and dog food. So now if you're reading this, if you're that big mouth bitch, you're like, oh, God. I'm sorry you were disappointed with our team, that our team was excited to see your dog and take photos. As an organization based in animal welfare and serving cats, dogs, and other companion animals, we genuinely get excited when people bring their pets to our events. They're why we're there, and we love seeing the bond people share with their animals. It helps solidify the importance of the work we do. Our team meant no harm and was simply being enthusiastic about the event. This is something our team looks forward to every year as we've participated with Eric Zane and Irvine since the beginning. We put significant work in ahead of time to secure as much pet food as possible so we can help as many people in need as we can. Our vice president responded to your email last night and included our distribution schedule for the next 3 months. If you need assistance, you are more than welcome to come to our pet support center. Since it has been about a year since you last received pet food assistance from us, and we would ask that you fill out an application if any of your information has changed or if you've added more pets to your home. We truly appreciate your understanding as we work to serve as many families as possible with the resources available to us. If you would like to talk further, you can respond directly to the email thread from last evening. Here again are the list of the three distribution dates for the next 3 months. That's fucking great. Brancho says, like I said last year, don't let perfect be the enemy of really, really good. Linda says, I can't stand ingrates. There were a couple of people on the comments who said the same thing. They're like, what the fuck? Megan says she also posted this in a local Facebook group without using her name. I responded there as well with screenshots of this reply. So wait a minute. The nameless person posted like... that she didn't get the cat food because of the pictures being taken, the same gripe with like one of those local area watchdog neighborhood groups. Amy says ingrates are the worst. Of all the people there, though, there were maybe a handful of ingrates. Everyone else was very humble and grateful, but the ingrates ruined it for everyone. No, yeah, and that's a good point. But you see, talking about these scuzz makes this a real Eric Zane Show podcast event. I am not in the business of when they go low, going higher. Fuck you, poverty fuck. We're going to let you have it. Flying elbow off the top rope is all you need. All right? In the event that some of these sons of bitches hear this, we might be saved from their appearance next year and actually give more food to someone who's got a better attitude than these poor fucks. And besides, it wouldn't be an easy show podcast event if I dropped the hammer on a few. I was tempted when I saw that this happened. Pooh Bear tipped me off and I started to fashion a go fuck yourself response. But I said, I better not do that. The ladies have it handled. Tanelle handled it professionally. Megan handled it professionally. I'm not capable of that. Probably not a good idea for me to be telling people to go fuck themselves. Now, in our little corner of the internet, that's absolutely what I'm doing. Great event, but you do have that a calloused underbelly of scuzzy assholes who need to be kicked firmly in the twat or the dick. That's what the world needs. Fucking Sparta kick right to the chest. Maureen is there. Linda couldn't be there because she was under the weather. Maureen says, we also did some car judging too. That was fun. Of course. Yeah. Megan says the nameless person posted without her name in a local group. It was under a post I made of our great food giveaway graphic. Those posts are also gone. But what a bitch. What a horrible fucking bitch. Megan says it was a really great event. Amy came with fantastic ideas. Streamlined team Pink had shit under control too. So thankful for everyone who came to help. No. And that's how it goes, you know. When these events happen, I mean, if I just went and told you the good things and said, we gave up, you know, that's not exciting and hilarious. All right? It's the moments like this with U-Haul bitch and ingrate bitch. U-Haul bitch is also known as N-word bitch because she was using the N-word. I'll just call her U-Haul bitch. That's what brings us all around. It makes us officially an Eric Zane Show podcast event, because even though it is a charitable event, if anybody acts like an asshole, they're going to get it. All right. Fuck you. Nick says, get her a picture so easy can post her next to a Family Guy character. Oh, that was a good one. All right. So now, 2 years ago, we had customer service Megan and Smithers getting accosted because they didn't put two meals in one car. And then this year, you had lady using the N-word to the volunteer staff because she had to wait 30 seconds longer. And you had cat food bitch. All right. You are now forever embedded in the lore of the historic moments on the show when it comes to the great food giveaway. Adding to the pile of meals we have given away, that's always great. But more fun is to talk about U-Haul bitch, ingrate bitch. You had Smithers. He was a high point. When Pellerito was being creepy at the corner, even though he wasn't invited to attend, made everybody uncomfortable. Fuck that guy. The moment I hit Linda with the snowball. You name it. Seeing Saul's fuzzy ass. These are all high point moments that we absorb. And we share these amazing stories. So thank you. That's the end of the first half, the first act of the Monday show. I'm doing my staff meeting with the radio station. And then I'll come back with more podcasting. Thank you for being here. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.